The Indianapolis metro area's rankings for ozone levels and the amount of particle pollution have gotten slightly better over the past year, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comer-Weiland reports advocates say more still needs to be done to ensure better air quality.
Tiffany Nichols is the Indiana Advocacy Director for the American Lung Association. She says Indiana's vehicles, including buses and semi-trucks that frequently travel through the city, can contribute to these higher levels of air pollution. Nichols says Marion County, which has a large portion of minority communities in the state, is often disproportionately affected by pollution.
We used to have like a lot of our factories were concentrated in Marion County, and then it's surrounded by 465 and all of the various other arteries that flow through.
Nichols says particle pollution can cause bronchitis, respiratory attacks, or the worsening of currently existing lung diseases. She adds using public transportation, walking, and biking are some of the biggest ways Hoosiers can help mitigate these changes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comer-Weiland.
Nicholas adds Hoosiers should also stay inside and close their windows when there are high ozone levels or bad air quality days,